Good morning, Classic Hits 92.1, The Pickle, greatest hits of all time. I'm Kalen, and we have with us this morning from the Lawrence County Community Action Partnership, it's Missy Russell, who is the Regional Veteran Services Coordinator. And Missy, hello!
Hello, Kalen, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for the time you're giving us today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And you guys do some wonderful things for the veterans in our community, along with the Lawrence County Social Services. And you have this annual event coming up that does a lot of good. It happens to fall on the first day of October this year. And what is that?
So, yeah, we have an annual event that we do, and it's called Lawrence County Veterans Stand Down. It's our 11th annual Stand Down. Again, we do it every year. I'm really excited about this event. It brings a lot of services and items that our veterans are in need of directly to our veterans at one time, at one place, during this event that we have for a few hours. And yeah, we do this every year. And my most important thing that I really want to talk about is just really getting the word out to our veterans in our area. We want them to come. We want them to, receive these services that they deserve. So there's many different services that we do at the Stand Down. Particularly, we try to bring services directly to our veterans in need. So Stand Down, again, we've been doing this. This is our 11th year. Typically, Stand Downs, they're held all across the country. And they're backed by our local VAs, and they're also backed by NCHV, which is the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. So it's a legit thing that we do. We're really proud of the work that we do, but the whole thing with Stand Down is just bringing these services to our vets. So for one day, they can just go to one place and get the services that they need and deserve. So some of the services that we do offer, we have a bunch of referral services from local agencies, anywhere from drug and alcohol to the actual VA services, to social services, to income support services, employment services. And we also offer free haircuts. We give away food, food donations, boxed foods, dry good foods. We also serve our veterans and their family members. We get pre-boxed lunches. We give out gift cards for those that are in need. And we also have emergency supplies as well as housing services that, can help our veterans that maybe are homeless or maybe being evicted or have some other issues that they're facing. So we have a bunch of people there ready to help our vets in need.
So when the veterans come in to check this thing out, there's like a variety of kiosks that they can visit?
Correct. Yeah, so the setup this year might look a tad different. Because of COVID last year, we had to really obviously follow the CDC recommendations. So we set it up a little bit different last year. Years prior, we were all together in one big, hall, and there are different tables set up with vendors behind these tables with a bunch of information for the services that they provide. We also do, when we're able to get them flu shots, we do health screenings and the free haircuts all in this place. So last year, it looked a little bit different. We had our food and donation giveaways because we also have donations that we give to our vets, anywhere from toiletries to, little first aid kits, any emergency supplies. So we have that, too, that we also pass out. So last year, it was a little bit of a mixture of both. We had a drive-through for the food and the donation pickups. And the veterans were able to, get out of their cars and walk around the building that we were in and, go talk to the people that they wanted to for services if they had any questions about it. And then we had a separate little section there where they could get their free health screenings and haircuts. So it's going to look a little bit like that this year. We're just, waiting to see, keep our finger on the pulse to see what the CDC is going to recommend just here in the next few weeks, because we understand how things change, daily.
And even though the Lawrence County Community Action Partnership is located in Newcastle, you cover a large area.
Yes, correct. So the services that we have at Lawrence County Community Action Partnership for our veterans does span a lot of Western Pennsylvania. So we deliver the services in Lawrence County, also Armstrong, Beaver, Butler, Clarion, Jefferson, Mercer, and we also have other grants that are non-veteran specific but still absolutely help our veterans and service members throughout Western Pennsylvania and all the way in the middle to east of the state, too. So we have a large service area that we can actually work with veterans and service members that are homeless or, you know, precariously housed because they're being evicted. So, yeah, our service area is quite large. Stand Down is located in Lawrence County. There are other stand downs, you know, in these other counties, but all are welcome to our veteran stand down, military members, service members, veterans, their families, and general public.
Yeah, you guys do some wonderful things, Missy. And this, is there a phone number and or website that they can check out?
Sure. So the website that we have is Lawrence County Community Action Partnership.org. It's LCCAP.org. There's information on Stand Down there. Our local Veterans Affairs Office Director, Jesse Putnam, Veterans Affairs also has the information on Stand Down. And we also have a Facebook page. So if you are a Facebook person, you can find us on Facebook. It's just simply called Lawrence County Stand Down. So you look us up. We have pictures of our past events, you know, our past stand downs. We've also done motorcycle rides and golf outings and things of that nature to raise money, you know, for this event. So all of that information is located on there. You get to see pictures of everything that we've done and all the folks that come out to participate and also volunteer their services. So that's all that good information's on there.
Well, thank you so much, Missy, for doing that. And the 11th annual Lawrence County Homeless Veterans Stand Down is October 1st at Cascade Park in Newcastle, correct?
Correct, from noon to 3 p.m.
Sounds good. Thank you for your time, Missy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it greatly.